seek God in the place of prayer, men will seek you. When God is truly sought by a man, you can't be a non-entity in life. That's why your influence level is actually tied to your prayer life. How much of God you have been able to touch determines how much of a presence you can touch. You can't talk to men till you have sufficiently talked to God, because they won't give you a listening ear. What makes men to listen to you is because God heard you. If God has not heard the man, men can't hear you. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Kings. Whether we like it or not, we are in a battle of influence. Whether it's from your father's house or from the territorial powers that we fight in Makoti or Benue, it's a battle of influence. Prayers are altars that enable the realm of the spirit to interact with the realm of the earth. And if there's nothing interacting on the altar, there is no way you can overcome the powers that are. It doesn't take God years to change people. It takes him having access to you. God's only access to a man is his prayer life. Please, hear what I'm telling you. You can weep and cry. The only access God will have to intervene in your matter is the platform of your prayer life. First Kings 18:30. So when Elijah was confronted with the Baal gods and all their influences, they so influenced the land that nobody was looking for God except some prophets. All the people in one accord left God. That shows you the power of prayer. And that's why the work that Elijah had was a work of turning the people back to God. Turning the people back to God. And you know, by the time Elijah finished, the whole nation came back. It was not teaching he taught them. It was what he did. It was prayer he did. It was not teaching. You can't teach a people you have not drawn back to God yet. 1 Kings 18:30. And that's why he was a man of status. Your real status is measured by your prayer life. Oh, who is this man of God? Rabbi Hill said, no man is greater than his prayer life. In the realm of the spirit, you are measured by your prayer life. Because every time you pray, you are actually registering yourself in the realm of the spirits. Spirits gather when altars are raised. They gather. And there are many of us that we have never been seen in the realm of the spirit. Because we have not been able to break through certain barriers to appear. And so when cases have been raised, your matter is brought, and those spirits came with your matter, and they were arguing and say, this man cannot go beyond this level. You were not there to speak on your behalf, except God helps you. Maybe you have a pastor who went on your behalf. Somebody, everyone I'm talking about. Because if you are not represented there, there is no crying on earth that will change it. You must also appear in that court. And when your case is raised, your own voice is also heard. Are you somebody hearing me now? Your voice is also heard. Prayer is what gives you access in that realm of the spirit to argue your case. And say, I'm tired of this level. Is somebody with me at all? Are you guys with me at all? I am tired of this level. I'm saying this, that there are no alternatives in dealing with what we are dealing with except you raise a platform, and that place is prayer. And if it's not changing, then your voice has not been heard. I mean what I'm saying. 1 Kings 18, verse 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And the first thing Elijah did was what? And he repaired where church? The altar of the Lord. Altars gives you voice in the realm of the spirit. If you are not heard, you can't be heard. If you are not heard, your status can't change. Altars gives you what? A voice where? In the realm of the spirit. Altars give you, no matter how my son is speaking, if I can't hear him, I can't help him. He's my son. But if I can't hear what he's saying, If he's speaking, I can't hear him. The problem is that I can't hear him. Not that I don't have ability to help him, but I can't what? I can't hear him. Altars are places where voices are heard. May your voice be heard. In the court of heavens where men's life and destinies are changed. In this season, may they hear your voice. May they hear your voice. In the name of Jesus Christ. Genesis 8 verse 20. Very quickly. No one became relevant in this kingdom who didn't raise altars for God. The Bible described, and in verse 20, and Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Prayer is your platform for burning incense and offerings to God. He raised an altar. Give me my scripture, man. He raised an altar, and can I have verse 20? And he burnt things on it. What we are saying is that until your prayer platform is up, every other thing you do won't matter. And I need to say something quickly on this part. The prayer platform is for relationship, not first for building, for making requests. And that's where people miss it. The reason is that altars will continue to exist even after your matters are settled. Praise God. And for those of us not writing, get ready for your people who you will bring up not to write when you are speaking. You don't grow like that. It's not what I say you write, it's what the Holy Ghost tells you when your pen is like this. Don't come here and sit down and teach people that you as a worker who have handled this altar will not write. Don't teach that. You didn't learn it from me. Even when you people come up here and you are talking, I take my book and I begin to write. Even you that I'm bringing up, I write. So please, let's stop that. You are distracting me. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is not first for making demands. It is for what? Relationship. It is for relationship. So when a man, if that's what happened to Abraham. Every time God visited Abraham, what did Abraham do? He will raise what? An altar. What he's telling God is that it is not a once and for all thing. I want to enter a what? A relationship with you. The altar were permanent things. I hope you know they are permanent. Altars don't move. Is somebody hearing me? That's how your prayer life should be. Your prayer life is not something you happen today and tomorrow you stop it. No, they are supposed to be fixed altars. Are you hearing me? Day and night, whether it's raining or not, where's the altar? It is there. It describes that prayers are prayed whether you are up or down. Are you hearing me? Whether you have a need or not. That's why they build it. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Even when he left the altar. That's why Jacob, many years later, could also meet what? That altar. It is not something you move. And that's why every disciplined disciple must have a particular time in his life day of the time that he prays. You don't pray when you like. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? If you want to sustain a prayer life, it's first of all a relationship that is permanent. Is what? Is permanent. It is not stirred up because there is a need. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Even though I'm teaching you how to enter into dimensions, I'm saying that should not be the reason why you raise an altar. When Noah was separated, I hope you know he was separated. In Genesis 6, the Bible said, everybody had evil. But Noah found, you guys are not with me this time. He found, where do you get grace? If you remember the scripture in Hebrews, come boldly to where? The throne of grace, where you can obtain mercy and find grace to what? To help. So when the Bible says he found grace, he was a man of prayer. Talk to me now. He was a man of altars. Because immediately they came out from that ark, the first thing Noah did was what? That was his lifestyle. So listen. Prayer altars can distinguish you from the other people. What actually made him not to be evil in his time was what? Prayer. He was a one-man gang. He had no church, he had no pastor, but he had altars. But we have churches, we have pastors, and men don't have altars. And that's why they are weak. Is somebody hearing me? When he offered that sacrifice, God smelled what? A sweet savour. Meaning that prayer is sweet to God. Let me explain something to you. That you took time to separate and enter a corner, it excites God. What he's saying is that you are recognizing him as who? It's God. Prayerlessness is godlessness. I have taught this several. To be prayerless is to be what? Godless. I don't pray because there's no God. Are you hearing me? When a man offers sacrifice on an altar, even if it's the devil doing that, I mean a native doctor, what is he telling everybody? There is a what? I have a God. So prayer is a proof that God what? Exists. That's what Hebrew said. He that must come to God must believe that God exists. And he's a rewarder. Because they can't see God. But anytime they see you raise altar, they know there is. So your prayer life is a proof to every power and element that there's a God. That's why he's excited. He's excited that you are amplifying his existence. To pray is to amplify the existence of who? Of God on the earth. Even though it cannot be seen. But your prayer life is a statement that God exists. Are you following me? So, we don't pray in emergency. So, hear me now. So, when he smelled that offering, and instantly, God began to speak. You see, let me tell you something. If God has not spoken, keep praying. Somebody hear me? Your incense has not been gathered enough. If they were gathered, they were not potent enough to distract him. Did you hear what I just said? There are things you do that you distract him. That is, you remember the burning bush? And how Moses did what? Turned aside. So you can do something to God, he will do what too? I pray for you. May you carry some intensity in your spirit that Baba cannot ignore. Certain level of travail, certain level of passion and gushing and groanings. I say, who is doing that thing? Let us turn aside. Who is this person praying? Somebody hearing me at all? I'm praying for you today that something strange will begin to happen. A new dimension in the place of prayer. Listen, he offered it and God smelled. Excuse me, sir. Where did he offer it? On the earth. Where was it smelled? May you break through this limitation of the earth. May you be able to penetrate to the heavenlies. Some of us, our prayers don't pass the ceiling. And it's because of two issues. Number one is intensity. You don't have intensity, you can't penetrate. Number two is longevity. Baba, we want to check. How much do you want there? Are you prayer at all? Let's even imagine that prayer travels. What does it should do? If you imagine and you pray for 5 minutes, where has it gone to? Do you know where heaven is? Praise God. This your 1 hour prayer did not pass. It has not even reached Nasarawa State. And where we are praying to is where? Daddy, are you teaching us that I can't pray instantly and God will answer? Let me tell you, when men enter that realm, they are already there. There's a realm you will press into and then, you are not with me anymore. There's a realm you will press into heavens and then you pray from heaven, you don't pray from the earth. Oh, you are waking up now. Are you hearing me? It doesn't happen overnight. They have taken time. And suddenly when they want to pray, they don't pray from where? From there. Those are principalities. Those are people who have entered the realm of exousia. But they have gained status over time. They have done 10 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours. And then suddenly, God said, create a space here for him. Don't make the journey too far again. I'm enjoying him. Let him stay. So before they cough, he answers. Train your prayer life. Don't be looking for this, what they call this thing, that microwave. Don't look for microwave Christianity. This sharp. No! Ephesians 5. Are you following this part? Ephesians 5 verse 6. Okay, let me finish Noah. If I don't finish Noah. Ephesians 5:16. Just a minute. Give me Ephesians 5:16.
Ephesians 6:18. I'll still come back tomorrow. Praying how, church? With how? With all prayer and what? Supplication where? Can we start from verse 16? Let me see if that's where I'm looking at. You're going to look for Message Bible for me. No, please. Verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 17. And take the element. Okay, it's 18. Now let's look for 18 in different translations. There's something I want to bring out. Praying always with all prayer and supplications. Yes. Can we look for? Yes. With every prayer and what? And request. Pray how? At all. How many times? If I'm in fire, what do I do? If I'm cold, what do I do? If I get the blessings, what do I do? How long do I pray? All time. Now, do you have a scripture that talks about hard and long? I hope this is the same scripture I'm looking at. I check my notes. I can't find that in my notes. And I read it today. Something to do with praying hard and long. I think I've taught it here before, but I can't remember the scripture. Praying hard and long. Okay, good. Can we have the message? Jandela. And I made that statement to correct this view of this microwave prayer life. You don't have message. You don't have. Who has the message? Stand up and read for us loud. Let everybody listen to that part. Yes. In the same way. Now, prayer is essential. Now, please, maybe you need to take the verse before that part. Because if he said in the same way, there was something he said before that place. Let's look at it quickly. Yes. And salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. See, you will need them how long? Whether you are doing well in ministry, whether you have become a great person in ministry, you will need them how long? Throughout your life. That's what the Bible says. We shall give ourselves to what? To the ministry of the word and prayer. Go ahead. God's word. Oh, I love messenger. Ah, this message people are. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. God's word is an indispensable weapon. Yes? Look at it. Are you seeing them bringing Acts chapters? Is it 6 now? Acts 6, what? 4. Are you seeing them bringing them together now? Word and prayer. Word and prayer. That is, it is not what you use to solve problems. It is what you use to prevent problems. You didn't hear what I said. Prayer is not to solve problems. Are you hearing me? Am I teaching well at all? It is what is used to solve, not to solve problem, but to what? Prevent it. Go ahead now. Let's listen to that. In the same way, prayer is essential. Ayaya, in this ongoing warfare. Ayaya, don't be too fast. Pray. Somebody say intensity. Don't come and do shamshe. Maybe you wanted to eat what's the name of that thing? Shawarma. No. It will not pass. It will not pass this delay. How many of you listening to the testimony of Father Nash? That a woman, and this thing I've seen in Sevilla, a woman ran and said, come on, these people have been lying on their face. We are not, but we are hearing some groan. Is he well? This is groaning 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You see, the matter has entered your heart. The matter has entered where? Inside your spirit, man. Your soul is involved now. Heaven will take note. Heaven what? It will take note.
As I'm talking like this, something is striking somebody's spirit. And it's going to develop into intensity in the place of prayer. Yes. Pray hard. And what? The word long there is to find out if you really love his presence. I'm talking of what attracts the heavens. It is both with intensity and with what? With length. Some can pray long prayers and have no intensity. It won't go. If your prayer must ascend and it leaves the earth and heaven takes note of it, it must come with what? Intensity. And with what? And with length. So it's not wrong to tell yourself that give me grace to pray for 12 hours. It's not a wrong prayer. Give me grace to lock myself for 12 hours. It's not wrong. It's not hypocrisy. It's not religiosity. It's good. Because it's a sign that you are telling God, you are important to me. I value you. The same way I sit down and watch movies for 5 hours. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Are you hearing me at all? You don't like what I'm teaching? Well, if you don't do it, watch. Let me see the magic you will use to grow. If you don't learn how to pray, you will continue to remain like this. And somebody will just be talking on your head. If you must shift in life, you must pray. It's a must. It's not intercessory department. It's not belong to. No. There is no believer that will be relevant with God who doesn't know how to pray how. Say the heart very well. And how? You won't go far. I'm showing you that Noah offered something to God. And God smelled a sweet savour. And God began to say what he didn't plan. You know, God told Adam, from today you will sweat. You will sweat. That was a decree that cannot be changed by any man. Now listen to me. Christ needed to pay Christ needed to pay a price for that decree to be changed. But somebody's prayer altar made God to change it before time. You're not here at all. You're not here at all. God looked at him and said, I will no longer curse the earth. That curse was to be reversed by blood. But somebody's prayer altar made God to alter. There is a way your prayer comes that Baba can change his mind about certain things in your lineage. It doesn't matter how long it has stayed. Are you hearing me at all? It doesn't matter how long. If God can find a man to pray, the matters of your lineage can be changed. God say hard and long. Say hard and long. Lift your right hand quickly. Say, Father, impart in my spirit capacity, ability, a fire that makes me pray hard and pray long. Let me tell you the truth. In true praying, energy will go. Maybe we'll treat praying hide one day. Who is taking praying hide? The man that is heart shifted from one place to the other. Is that not praying hide? Join hide. What are you saying at the back? He says it's not praying hide. His name is John Hyde, but they couldn't call him John anymore. The man that drives is a who? The man that prays is a who? Prayer. They started calling him praying hide. His heart shifted. The buttons for life, he shifted. We can't get this kind of thing we're desiring by a normal Christianity. Something deeper must happen to us. And it's happening already. If I hear that amen very well, it's you I'm talking about. Quickly, let me give you some keys. In Luke chapter 9, verse 27 to 26. The first key is that you must be intentional. Jesus himself rose up and went to where? He went to a mountain. It's not something you just carelessly enter. You heard a testimony this evening that the man changes his clothes to pray. He has a prayer cloth. You didn't hear what I'm talking about. In every job people do, don't they have what they wear? When the policeman is going to work, doesn't he know his uniform? This one say, I have a cloth for prayer. Take some decisive steps that make people know that you want to pray. You want to what? This person wants to pray. It may involve you going to a place quiet. It may involve you changing your attire. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Changing your posture. I want to what? Come to a point that when men see the way you are looking, they know he is. Have a posture. Not the type that they just know that you can be thinking. Pray. You are the one telling them we are what? You are not praying yet. When you start praying, men will know you are. Over time, they say, no, he's praying. Somebody say, be intentional. Look at that, Luke chapter 9. Jesus took two of his disciples. Okay, 27 because of time. He took two of his disciples and he went to a mountain. Luke 9, 27. Is that not the scripture? But I tell you the truth, there is some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Let's see the next one. And it came to pass about 8 days after, he took what, church? Talk to me. He took what? Peter, John, and James, and went up. That is, as they were going, what did he tell them? Excuse me, what did he tell the three disciples? We are going to pray. It's not when I feel like. You have to be intentional. And it has to be Acts. Let's see Acts. I think Acts, Acts 4. The Bible calls it the time of prayer. He said they went to the temple at the time of prayer. The location and the timings must be clear to all. The location and the timing must be clear to all. They went up to the temple at the time. Acts 3. That should be verse 1 or 2. At the time of prayer. Or is it the hour of prayer? Yes. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at what church? At the hour of prayer. Even the issue of time too. You see that with somebody like Daniel. Daniel too had a time of prayer. Hallelujah. Somebody say, be intentional. If you must sustain a prayer life that will change your dimension, it has to come by intentionality. And two issues about intention is place and time. Very, very key. Place and time. Number two, understand the necessity to pray. Let it be. See, anything you do without understanding has no results. And that's why we're teaching this. Let the understanding of why I need to pray, let it down on you. And those of you that have gone to this our Bible school here, I told us, I said, okay, like today, the Lord was teaching me something. He said, prayer takes you to the height. He said, the word sustains you in the height. Do you understand what I just said? Right? Prayer does what? It takes you to that height. But the word is what keeps you in the height. And like we said, prayer is like air that we breathe. Why the word is food that we eat. If you don't see prayer that way, you won't pray. I was in a meeting before now. We had some pastors who would pray this afternoon. So one of them was sharing something with us, how one of his sons in the Lord for 2 days had not read his Bible. So now asking what's happening, saying his phone is bad. And the guy shouted, now all the money in your pocket, remove it now. And he removed the money in his pocket. See how much they say? 2,000. Say, run now. Run to Habakkuk. How many of you know where Habakkuk was? Run to Habakkuk. Go and buy a Bible. Then I now made a comment. I said, that was an emergency. As far as the pastor was concerned, 2 days without the word, you are dead. He said, run. Until we see prayer and the word like that, that it is my life. I can't spend a day. I've stopped breathing. I'm saying this. It has to be a personal revelation in your heart. Not that we are calling for prayer meeting. But this is what sustains you. This is what gives you access to the heavens. This is actually the platform for your influence. All this is, I said in the beginning, it has to come with revelation. Somebody hearing me? So you don't need anybody to cajole you to pray. Understanding the necessity. That's number two of prayer. And I'm going to give you maybe just a few. Your height in life and ministry is a function of your depth in God. I said it this morning, I'm repeating it.
And your depth in God lies on two platforms, prayer and the word. Acts 6:4, we shall give ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. I'm showing you reason to pray. Number two, your intimacy with God is the secret of your power against every force that wants to withstand your rising in life. Power that withstands the domineering powers in the land, powers from your father's house. You can only receive power by intimacy. You hear on Sunday, I told you that when you access God in fellowship, in prayer, God can embrace you. That embrace carries so much. Power is involved. That was saying that prayer is the only place where power is released. And if you don't think you need power, watch your life. Nothing will change in your life. Now, if you want to even do an experiment, don't pray for 10 days. Try it. Those of us that have been praying, just stay for 10 days. Say you won't pray again. And watch how the havoc will come on your life. Please, can somebody do the experiment for us for 10 days? And let's just, so that we can sustain what we are teaching. 10 days, say I won't pray. I will not pray to God. I'm not fighting you. I want us to just see a little example. All the demons you casted out, they will look for your life. Somebody say power. So in the place of prayer, look at James chapter 5, I think 19. The prayer of a righteous man makes what? Power available. 1 Kings 17, we saw authority like we have never seen before. He said, by my words, there shall be no rain. Number three, reason to pray, it is the guarantee of presence. It is the guarantee of presence. There's something I wrote here that I read this morning and I just liked it. Praise God. I told you this morning that was a place that Moses got to shape. And glory did what? It took over. So that Moses can now stay without struggling. Now, I saw something in my notes again. Listen, he says, the glory realm is a place of no struggles. If anything is hard, by prayer you can enter a realm where there is what? No struggle. No struggle to money, no struggle to marry, no. There is a realm. That's the fourth reason. Prayer brings you to a realm of no struggles. That's the place where Baba takes over. Every true person of prayer attracts God into his matter. Baba takes over. What you were trying to do by your strength. Even church growth. If we stay in the place of prayer and allow God to work, maybe if we have a smaller house with key leaders, I'll show you my diary before I came to this town. One of the strengths God told me was prayer. It's so easy for him. You know, he will tell me things like, do your part, leave me to do my own. Very simple. Praise God. Do your what? Leave me to do my own. And our call is to pray. Somebody help me. Once that is done, Baba enters so that you don't struggle. You come, you become like Isaac. You'll be sitting down, they'll be sending you on assignment for your behalf. That's where favor comes from. Somebody's entering somewhere fresh. It's the realm of glory where struggle ends, and that realm is only accessible by prayer. The glory realm is also the realm of light. It's the realm of revelations. There are things you will never know till you pray. Because it's not every prayer that God answers by breaking a door. Some prayers are answered by revelation. By how? God shows you what to do. God instructs you and says, no, my daughter, this is how I want you to go. You will not be able to get such. Where do visions come from? On the platform of where? Of prayer. Habakkuk chapter 2. I will stand upon my watch. The word watch is prayer. And I will look to see what he will say. That is, his words become pictures. I will look to see what he will say. So in the place of prayer, revelations come. Instructions come. Direction come. Number five, prayer is the place of transformation. In that same Luke chapter 9, as Jesus prayed, the Bible said the countenance of his face changed. I tell people always, even though you are interceding for people in the place of prayer, the first person that gets the change or gets the attention of God is not the people you are praying for. It's you. Are you hearing me? That's the joy of being an intercessor. When a man stands in between God and the people. Are you hearing me? And he says, Father, bless the people. Bless. Every true intercessor doesn't need to pray for himself. Bless the people. When God wants to bless the people, he won't bless the people and bypass you. He doesn't. He goes through you. Are you hearing me? It is when he's coming to go and bless the people you are calling, he will notice you are wearing slippers. You are not hearing me? And he will tell some people, go and buy him shoes. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? It is you he sees first. You are praying, and then he sees a chest problem. It is you he sees first. Before he will attend to those people. So intercessory ministry is not a button. It's a luxury of presence. Every true intercessor has access first to God. Before God will even meet the need of, help my father. My father, as he's coming to help your father, he sees who first. He sees you first. Are you hearing me? And then suddenly you discover that your own needs are met. And you didn't ask God for anything. You were asking God for the nation. You were asking God for the body of Christ. But suddenly you have been blessed. I know a pastor who will wake up in the morning and then he will call about 10 churches that are close to his church. Father, today, increase their number. They are not hearing what I'm talking about. Let them grow today. He won't pray for himself. But funny enough, his church was growing more than all the others. The more he prayed for them, the more he grew. And not that it was a formula for you now. I want God to bless me. Let me focus on mercy. And then you were focusing on mercy. Then mercy's husband came. And you're wondering, Daddy, I've been praying for mercy. Pastor said, when we pray for others, give Jesus a shout of praise, somebody. Give him a loud shout of praise. But the truth is that prayer transforms. Write this down. You look more and more like the person you are talking to. That's the truth. You look more and more like who you talk to. Who you talk to often, you become like him. Who knows that? Have you seen husband and wife before? Now suddenly, somebody saw me and my wife when we went to Abuja. He said, you could look like brother and sister. You see, with time, if there is fellowship, there will be this transfer. And that's what happens in the place of prayer. The more you talk to God, the more you look like God. Amen. Your silence is making me feel I should close to you. Is anybody hearing what I'm talking about? Are you being blessed at all? Sean? Number five, it is a place of fire and fervency. If you will remain passionate for God, that thing is cutting in a place of prayer. Passion, fire, fervency, restlessness. That thing that keeps you going is in the place of prayer. Shandeka. What number is that? Number six. Grace is supplied in the place of prayer. All this that I'm mentioning, please sit down and look at it. Grace is supplied. Hebrews 4:16. Grace to do anything is supplied in the place of prayer. And then suddenly we discover that Moses and Elijah appeared to Jesus Christ. Meaning that mantles, ancient mantles, are received in the place of prayer. There's a mantle I desire. Not just pastor saying take it. There must be a travail in the place of where of prayer. Yes, it comes, you take it, but you must have labored somewhere to be able to pull that mantle down. Then finally, prayer is the antidote for fainting, for failing. He said, pray that you don't fall into temptation. Pray. He said, men ought always to pray and not to what? To faint. So the antidote for failing and for fainting is what? Is prayer. There is nothing you don't overcome if you pray. Alright, that was just understanding prayer. Add this to that now. That's number two now. This is number two. Number one is understanding what prayer stands for. Number two, key to sustaining your prayer life. Genuine encounter with Jesus. Because if you are truly born again, the sign is there's a passion towards your lover. There's a passion towards the person you love. If you don't have two encounters, it's difficult to pray. True encounter with Christ subdues your flesh and quickens your spirit man. The person crying out for fellowship is the spirit man, not the flesh. So every man that we pray, Acts 9, Paul's Paul's encounter, the first thing Paul did was not the Bible he read. What did he do? It was prayer. He said, go to the road called straight. You will find a man called Saul. Place. For he what? He prayed. That's it. And the Lord said unto him, arise, go to the street which is called straight, and inquire in the house. This is encounter. He just had an encounter. And heaven was already hearing what? His prayer. Because when your heart is revived, there is a pull towards your Creator. Is somebody hearing me? There's a pull. I don't struggle to pray. Never. It's not possible. Prayer is not for me to go out and settle. I want to preach today. I want the message to know. I passed that stage a long time ago. The truth is that there is a passion. Once is, I used to tell, like, recently, I was sleep by 12, by 2:33, my eyes are up, and I'm still tired. I'm what? I'm tired, but my spirit will not sleep. So if you see this one, you say you sleep back, Many of you say you sleep back, you now see yourself around 7 a.m. It can't happen to you. It doesn't matter how you pull this thing, it cannot happen. My wife is here. If I close my eyes again, say, I'm tired, I want to sleep again, the sleep can't be more than 10 minutes. I didn't say, I'm not exaggerating, it can't be more than how many. I will tell my, I say, this is only 10 minutes. I say, okay, I give up. Let's go to the parlor. Because that's, most times I pray in the parlor. Let's go there. Just go there and then lie in the parlor. Now listen, I'm saying that there's a way you will so train your body. It's not this one that you say, let me do this one. They say, hey, 7 a.m. You are still going. You are still going. No. When your heart, see, there's something about the heart. Like she explained to me. When your heart is on something, even if your body is struggling not to cooperate, your heart, your mind, is it mind they call it now, heart, will overtake what? The body. I'm telling you the truth. If your mind is where, it's on it, it will overtake it. No matter the tiredness. Praise God. But if your heart is not involved, it's a problem. Are you hearing me? And the involvement of your heart is understanding. What I call it, you have understood the benefit. And then the second reason is the issue of encounter. You have met him. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Oh my God. I want to explain something. Let me say it again. You lost. God forbid, bad thing. Somebody is lost. I hope you know your sleep can be sound. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's a brother. You will sleep well. You can't sleep. You can't sleep. Okay, you sleep well. The way only her is answering me. Oh, okay. I thought I have people here that have some compassion. Somebody you love is lost. And then you can sleep normal. It doesn't matter how tired you are, you can't sleep. Or you are in the war front, you are shooting gun. You are shooting gun, you are also carrying gun. Praise God. Then your body says you want to sleep. I heard a story that some soldiers used to open their eyes and sleep. Imagine it now. So what is he saying, sleeping? You know why? The heart is involved. The body doesn't have a choice than do what? Than cooperate with it. Your problem is your heart is not yet inside. And because you have not seen the benefit in it, you don't know it's your sustenance. Are you hearing me? You don't know it's your what? Your sustenance. If you have a maker that sleeps all night, just sack him. Because if his heart is in guarding the people, you know, it's true. I've heard of some guy like that. I have a driver that was driving me one day. Yeah, I can't imagine myself sleeping on the steering wheel. I can't imagine it. I'm not joking. Yeah, daddy, you can be tired. I can't imagine it. This boy slept. I slept. I was in the driver's seat. And then the guy also slept. Only for the Holy Ghost, the angel of God, came and tapped me. Said, wake up now. And I stood up. And I saw my vehicle going straight for a trailer. This before I married. Yes. Going straight for a Corolla. Going straight for a trailer. And I was still waiting for my driver to turn his hand. He didn't turn. He didn't do anything. I heard, turn the steering now. I turned. That's how the trailer passed. Then he stood up. I said, what's that? Then he now told me something that made me know they sent him to kill me. He said, oh God, you also slept. So I knew that this one, the sender, I sacked him early. He was sent. I'm not joking. He said, okay, you two, you speak. And he's the one holding the steering. Lift your right hand. Oh, I'm closing now. God forbid, Barton. Lift your right hand. I didn't know time has gone like this. Say, my Father, my Father. Let my heart be involved in the place of prayer. I subdue my flesh. Can you pray? Let my spirit, my heart, let me see the benefit. Let the portion, the passion for the lost, for the kingdom, the agenda you are putting me be heavy in my heart, that it will subdue that flesh, that weakness of the flesh. Now, in Jesus' name, quickly, lay this down. Write this down. Number two, lay aside your ashes of yesterday. Don't celebrate that you did 12 hours. What do you do with the ashes? You put it aside. Forget it. Nobody breathes a day and say, I have breathed for 24 hours. Can I relax now? Amen. What do you do with the last yesterday's breathing? It's over. There is fresh breath that you come. That is Leviticus 6 verse 12. What it means is this. Add this. Apply new wood every morning. And I've talked about wood before. I don't have the time. The wood of prayer. The wood of the wood of purity. The wood of revelation. The wood of assignment. Lay new wood. Wow. Like the mission team. They are going to, what's the name of the Wadata now? You forget NUJ. You don't say the prayer you pray for NUJ will cover Wadata. It's new wood. There's a new agenda. There's a new person. Is somebody hearing me now? That's how to conquer. You wake up every day with something new. And that's why, please, lay this, write this down. Write prayer point. It's not bad. Have prayer focus. Have matters you spend time on. There are some that are daily. There are some that are weekly. There are some that, and I told my wife, I'll give her some very soon. Write them down. Write them down. And then begin to focus on those things. Many of us pray for favor. And then what happened after 1 month? Check yourself. Did you pray again? You didn't pray again. It has not become part of you. Sometimes certain things must be prayed again and again and again. There are some you will pray for life. For example, mercy. You don't pray for mercy one day. Mercy is every day. Father, fresh mercy, Lord. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? You have a prayer schedule that helps you. Lord, help me to keep to my time now. Have a clear vision of the reason for your redemption. You may not have time to look at this. Why was I saved? These are things that help people to pray. These are things that have helped me to pray. Live with a mindset that you are on a mission on earth. It will keep you praying. A man of God was praying all night. The wife said, what is happening? He said, I have 500 men that I must give account to before God. Hello? How many? He said, I can't sleep. There are 500 of them. So there are days he calls them by name. Go and check the Old Testament. You carry the names of Israel and put them where? Where do you put them? On your chest. That's how to pray. You put them on your chest. And that's what the system I was trying to bring out when I said we should have cell leaders. So that you can have certain people that God will also put in your hands for prayer. There is nobody that is a worker in this church that I don't lay before God. Not one. And every time I pray for you, I see things. And I have a way of being able to tackle those things. There's one I saw for him. I've not told him. I don't even need to tell him. I've flashed it. Are you hearing me now? If you don't have such intentional responsibility, you won't pray. But imagine, you just know. Like the prayer that Monica was sharing yesterday. When we finished talking about that woman, the only thing I said to God, I said, God, her birthday is near. I don't want distractions. That's the only, after we finish. After I finished declaring, I said, no distractions. She repeated the same thing. I didn't know it was in her heart. I said, no distractions. No distractions. No distractions. Let mercy overrule. Now, what I'm just saying is that if you don't have you don't have a sense of this person, I'm responsible for this person, you can't pray for the person. Are you hearing me? You come to a place that you feel you are responsible for this person. May God give you a body, a genuine body for men. For your assignment, for the kingdom of God. See, the purpose of your redemption, why Jesus apprehended you, you must be restless. Okay, this is even different from what I was trying to explain to you. You must be restless to become all. So apart from the issue of responsibility, becoming what God wants you to what? To be. Your vision shows you are not there yet. Prayer will keep you crying into that place. Are you hearing me now? It's when you don't have a vision that you don't have what to pray for. But when you know that where you are supposed to reach in life, you have not gotten there, you pray. Rise to your feet. Don't worry. The communion table is blessed, but we'll take one or two prayers before we take it. Now, rest your feet now. We're going to close, as I said. Write it down. Have a dieless hunger. Write it down. To know God. Have a dieless hunger to know God. Are you writing? Schedule your prayers. Some of us are not writing again. Schedule your prayers. Schedule your prayers. Avoid over busyness. Avoid over busyness. Schedule your prayers. Associate with those that pray. Let kingdom matters burn in your heart. Have total dependence on God. Receive mantle of the spirit of grace and supplication. Just put it there. And then finally, let eternity be in view. You will pray. If eternity is in view, you will pray. If eternity is in view, you will pray. Can we all rise to our feet? Say, Father. Say, Father, I don't want to be absent when spirits gather in your courts from today. I want to be there also. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? I don't want my voice to be voiceless when men gather, when spirits gather. Father, let me be represented there too. Can you open your mouth? It's your prayer altar that gives you representation when they gather like that. The Bible says when the sons of men gathered, it says even Satan gathered. If you are going to be represented there, can you pray? In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Now lift your two hands. Say, Father.
Father.
When powers.
When power
from my father's house.
From my father's house.
When powers.
When power
in Makodi.
In Makodi.
In Benue.
In Benue.
Are present.
Are present.
And giving legal reasons.
And giving legal
why
reasons.
Why I can't leave this level.
Why I can't leave
may
this
I
level.
May I not be absent.
May I not be absent.
To speak for myself also.
Ah. Shabbat shabbat
shabbat
shabbat shabbat shabbat Amen.
Lift your hand, say, Father.
Father.
Grace to pray hard.
Grace to pray hard.
Along.
Along.
I receive now.
I receive now.
To pray hard.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
I have taught so many things this evening. May God give you understanding.
Amen.
Now lift your hands, everybody. As you take communion today, may God release grace.
Amen.
That will cause your voice to be heard.
Amen.
The first voice, God, that must be heard is not a voice to the people. It's a voice to your God. If God has not heard you, men can hear us. My prayer today, may God hear your voice.
Amen.
May your voice go beyond the ceilings.
Amen.
May it go beyond the earth.
Amen.
May it penetrate the heavenlies.
Amen.
Can you pray in tongues while you get ready for the communion? May my voice go beyond the ceiling. May my voice be registered in the heavens. May my voice be registered in the heavens. Jesus said, you always hear me. John 11:42 or so. You hear me when I pray. You hear me when I pray. May my voice in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The only barrier between us and true praying is the flesh. Is what? The flesh. And the works of the flesh. Kai. It's in John 9. He said, God does not hear sinners. God, look for that scripture for me, Olawale. God does not hear sinners. It's in John 9. The blind man was speaking. God does not hear who? Sinners. But if a man is right with God, him God will hear. In 1 minute, can you cry to God? Every attempt to cause you to be in disharmony with God, resist it. Anything that will cause this, Bible said the prayer of a sinner man is an abomination to God. It doesn't go anywhere. Can you deal with your flesh in 1 minute? Can you deal with the flesh in 1 minute? Elatania. Oh, Shalabash. In Jesus' name. John 9:31, quickly. Rise to your feet now. Because of you sitting here. I declare the communion table blessed.
Amen.
As you take it, the same grace of prayer that was in Jesus. He prayed all night. He prayed very early. He prayed at all times. May that grace be released upon us now.
Amen.
And I pray for you that throughout this season, into next year, your prayer life will never go down.
Amen.
It will move from one level to another level.
Amen.
Read it quickly, everybody. Read it. Want to go? Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Sin has been separated eternally in your life. Only one amen. What are you doing with it? You don't need it. It will block your passage. Somebody that will alter the things in your family is about to rise from this place. One sacrifice of prayer. One altar you will raise. And everything that was done 500 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, it shall be reversed in this season. It shall be reversed. Say the amen like you believe me. You will offer God sweet smelling savour, and God will reverse that curse. God will reverse that thing, that pattern. In the name of Jesus, your prayer life is on fire. It will not go down. If you are here, you have not done 30 minutes. Grace for 1 hour. You have not done 1 hour. Grace for 2 hours. You stopped at 2 hours. Enter 3 hours. And those of you that have never done 6 hours, this season you will do 6 hours. Those that have not done 12 hours, enter that 12 hours. Grace to lock yourself for a day. Receive that grace. And it will not stop there. Keep growing in God. In the name of Jesus.